Thank you very much. And yes, thank you not only for your statement, but for your involvement in this assistance program. At the beginning, as we all heard, you were benefiting from this program, but you now have turned into a country, together with your experts and experience, into a country that is ready to provide and give guidance and assistance to others. And you're, as, if I may say so, an illustration of this transformation of this program from an assistance program to a cooperation and assistance program. So thank you very much for that, and we look forward to your further active involvement as an active participant of this program in the future. I would also like to congratulate not only Uzbekistan and Tajikistan for their active involvement in the Central Asian project, but the other three countries, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan, they have all been, I think, very successful in reaching the their objectives within the project, which was a very successful one. And we see the progress, and it's not only Uzbekistan and Tajikistan that we are looking at, but also Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan. We would really like to welcome you as parties to this instrument, and I hope that will happen and can happen as soon as possible. And now, as we said at the beginning, these are beneficiary countries. We have a country that is both beneficiary, was, and now is also providing support. But we have countries, some countries in the room that are very active, willing, from the very beginning. Switzerland is one of the countries that from the very beginning was a great supporter of this program and delivering assistance to those who are in need of that assistance. And I would like to ask both Switzerland and the Russian Federation, who became a major donor to this program through financing many activities, but recently the Central Asian project was a major undertaking. And we also heard from the Russian delegation that there might be a continuation of this project. So I would like to ask both of you, what is behind? What is the motivation? What are the reasons that you have decided to participate, to make funds available, expertise available, to make this assistance program work, and work quite successfully? At the beginning, I would like to express our appreciation. All of us appreciate this, but maybe you can also kind of inspire other countries in the room by telling them, well, what is behind, what is driving you to be so active, for which we are grateful. Martin, maybe you can begin.
Thank you very much,